Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
When software vendors sunset a system, it may cause disruption and costly complications for organizations that rely on systems to run their operations. In this video, I'll talk about the challenges organizations may face when this happens and the steps they need to take to prepare. I'm Kyler Cheatham with Third Stage Consulting Group. We're an independent and technology agnostic consultant service that advise our clients on how to reach the third stage of digital transformation. In today's video, I'm going to take you through what it means when a vendor tells you that they are sunsetting your ERP or enterprise technology system. In preparation for this video, I highly recommend you download our 2023 Digital Transformation Report. This playbook is packed full of tactics and strategies to ensure that your project is maximized for success. You can download this report for free by clicking or scanning the QR code below this video. So let's get into it. First, it's important for organizations to assess the impact of the system that is being sunsetted. This includes evaluating its removal and how this will affect their operations, such as any downtime that may result or financial losses associated with switching systems. Now, it's important to remember that just because a system is sunsetted by a vendor does not mean you have to stop using it. It just simply means that they will no longer be supporting and upgrades and maintenance. Depending on the vendor and the situation, organizations may be able to negotiate a transition period or make other arrangements to ensure that there's no disruption within the business. One reason that vendors sunset certain systems is to convert their current customers to newer systems that are more secure and efficient, but most importantly, to make them more money. It's really important to understand this motivation. Organizations should conduct a full software evaluation project to determine which system best fits their needs, not just their incumbent software vendor. This includes looking at things like features, cost and compatibility with existing infrastructure, and other functionalities. Additionally, organizations need to consider how they'll handle things like data migration and any other necessary changes that will be required in this transition to a new platform. Engaging multiple vendors is critical to effectively evaluate all of the systems in the marketplace. Not to mention that the business needs may have changed since the last software evaluation, and now there are new needs that need to be considered. The next step, once the evaluation is complete, organizations need to create a plan for transitioning to the new system. This includes creating a timeline and a budget that allows enough time and resources to properly migrate data, train staff on how to use the new system, and address any potential problems that may arise. I cannot stress this enough, but this is not an upgrade. This is a full-on implementation that requires technical and cultural intention and planning. This project should be managed like any full-blown digital enterprise initiative. It will require internal resources as well as external partners to support.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Incumbent vendors often have a narrative that moving to a SaaS or cloud-based subscription model is a quote-unquote easy change. Here at Third Stage, we have a unique viewpoint of this misconception, as we often are called when there is a problem or when a customer is not able to get the value they expected out of a movement to a new system. In our experience, organizations need to perform a detailed assessment of their existing infrastructure before moving to these subscription models and understand what processes and procedures will be used for managing them in the future. This is an important step that can help ensure success with this transition process. Now, note on the contracting side, we cannot stress enough the importance of understanding the full cost of ownership with a SaaS or cloud-based system, especially in those tricky subscription models. Hidden fees can add up, and license renewal language can be very vague. You'll want to ensure that you have a specialized digital enterprise legal expert review these contracts to ensure that you are getting the best value and are not being caught up in a contract that you truly don't understand. On the organizational and cultural side, it's pivotal that companies assess the readiness and overall attitude of their community for this change. It may be necessary to deploy a transition plan for employees, including training and other organizational change management strategies. Without proper preparation, organizations could face low employee morale and lost productivity due to the new learning curve of this new system, resulting in that expensive technical debt. In conclusion, sunsetting a system can be really disruptive, but with proper planning and assessment, organizations can minimize this disruption as they transition to a new system that is right for them. Understanding the motivation of software vendors, evaluating multiple options, creating a plan for transitioning, and assessing existing infrastructure are all critical steps that need to be taken to ensure a successful transition. With the right partners in place, organizations can make their system sunsetting process smoother and more efficient. By taking these steps, they'll be able to realize the full benefits of new technology and improve their bottom line. It's key to always remember that this is not an upgrade like you might have done in the past. This is a full-on migration and implementation that requires intention and planning like any other large digital enterprise initiative. By engaging external partners to assist, organizations can make sure that they are properly prepared for this transition. By using these tips and strategies that I outline in this video, organizations will be able to effectively manage their system sunsetting process and reap the benefits of this new technology. I hope this video helped with anyone out there that is sunsetting their system. If you do have questions on this complex process, please feel free to reach out to me directly at kyler.cheatham@thirdstage-consulting.com. I'm always happy to be a sounding board for your digital transformation process. As I mentioned in the beginning of this video, I also highly recommend downloading our 2023 Digital Transformation Report. This is truly a full guidebook to digital transformation, no matter if you're going through a software selection, implementation, or just considering a new system within your organization. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.